啊，这个不是真正的基督徒的生活。
This is not really a godly life.
他们就觉得我们要更深入的来追求道理。
And they thought they want to study the scripture more.
所以他们要追求敬虔的生活。
They want to have a godly life.
啊，就是要更多的体验。
And they want to have more experience with God.
他们不但要读圣经。
Not only they study the Bible.
同时他们要跟其他的弟兄姐妹来分享。
And they also want to have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
那把道理要注入他们的生活当中。
So they can live a godly life.
所以他们本身要去实践道理，并不只是听而已。
So they want to act upon this scripture, not just listen to a scripture.
他们本身呢，要自己体验神的恩典。
And they want to experience God's grace.
然后真的照着神的话去做。
And they want to act according to God's words.
说这个是十七世纪的这个敬虔主义的运动。
So this is the called Pietism in the 17th century.
我们今天呢，啊，更是这样要追求敬虔。
Today, even so, we have to pursue a life.
要过着一个敬虔的生活。
We want to have a godly life.
就好像他们以前的古圣徒一样啊，把圣经的道理呢融入生活当中。
Just like ancient disciples, they want to act according to God's words.
所以我们从以前这些以前的圣徒他们的追求来看看这个敬虔的意义。
So we're going to study the meaning of a godly life.
敬虔的意义啊，就是以适当的态度来敬拜神。
And the meaning of godly life is to worship God in a good attitude.
从生活当中来表现出对神的一种敬意。
And we are going to show our reverence to God in our life.
所以一个敬虔生活呢，就是一个将神的神性表现出来的生活。
So a godly life is to act according to God's will.
因为敬虔这个英文字本身呢，后面就是在把神本身呢变成一个形容词。
And the word godly is making God a adjective.
所以就是像神一样的生活。
So our life will be like the God.
那这个生活是什么呢
？What kind of life is this?
请看彼得后书。
Look at 2 Peter.
彼得后书第一章第三节。
2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 3.
彼得后书第一章第三节。
2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 3.
神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们。皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主，这边说神的神能已经将一切的生命和敬虔的事赐给我们了。
Here it says His divine power has given us everything we need for life.
那这个我们是谁呢
？What does it mean by we？
我们是基督徒啊。
That means Christians.
所以神并没有把生命前进的事情啊赐给非基督徒。
So God did not give this godliness to And Christians.
所以我们在今天的报章杂志呢，很少看到敬虔这两个字。
So in today's newspaper and magazines, we don't see this word godliness.
今天的报章杂志啊，是鼓励人们要去追求享受，追求梦想。
Today's magazines and articles they encourage us to indulge our life.
追求更高物质的享受。
To indulge a material life.
啊，放纵有生之年要尽量享受。
You should enjoy yourself.
但是呢，没有提到敬虔。
But it does not talk about godliness.
因为神并没有把生命的敬虔赏赐给非基督徒，赏赐给不信耶稣的人。
Because God did not grant this godliness to those non-Christians.
只赏赐给我们。
But only to us.
因此，敬虔的本身呢是很神圣的。
So godliness itself is holy.
是把神的神性啊彰显出来的。
So we're going to manifest God's godliness out.
所以说啊。就是我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主。
So this is talking about God is calling us with His divine power.
啊，第四节说啊，因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许啊赏赐给我们，叫我们脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
And in verse 4 it says that God has given us His great and precious promise.
所以敬虔的生活就是要过着一个跟神的性情一样的生活。
So a godly life is that we should live a life that is similar to God's nature.
那当然，神的性情是与人的性情不一样的。
And of course, the nature of God is different from the nature of man.
所以基督徒的日常生活本身就是一种崇拜的行为。
So a Christian's daily life is a life of worship.
我们到公司上班就是一种崇拜。
And when we go to work, it's a kind of worship.
所以不要认为你去公司上班很苦啊。
So don't think that you're going to work. It's tough.
好像不想进入办公室。
You're really unwilling to go to your office.
也不会想说到学校读书是很苦。
And don't think that going to work, going to school is tough.
每一个场合都是在进行一个崇拜的活动。
Every occasion you're worshiping there.
在家里。
At home.
到餐馆吃饭。
Going to a restaurant.
我们去郊游。
Going for a trip.
去 vacation.
Going for vacation,
都是崇拜的活动
or just worship.
生活本身呢，就是一种跟神连接的一种生活。
And your life should be connected to God.
因此啊，我们基督徒的生活、敬虔生活是可以被人家感受得出来的。
So a Christian's life can be experienced by others.
请看《使徒行传》。
Look at the book of Acts.
《使徒行传》第十章。
Acts 10.
《使徒行传》第十章的第一节。
Acts 10, verse 1.
使徒行传十章的第一节。
Acts 10, verse 1.
在该撒利亚有一个人呢、名叫哥尼流，是意大利营的百夫长。第二，他是个虔诚人，他和全家都敬畏神，多多作祭百姓，常常祷告神。然后再看第难道他就做了一个梦再看第七节。
Look at verse 7.
向他说话的天使去了以后哥尼流叫了两个家人和常侍候他的一个虔诚兵来。因为哥尼流是一个官位不是很大也不小的一个官。
So Cornelius is a quite important official.
当然圣经并没有记载他是哪一个人是哪一族的人。
And the Bible did not record his race.
那他是个虔诚人。
He's a godly person.
全家都敬畏神。
And the whole family are God-fearing.
所以他虔诚。
And he's godly.
那他就会敬畏神。
That's why he fears God.
他就会行善事。
And he would do good.
他经常祷告。
He would praise often.
这种行为是出于内心的。
And this kind of action comes from the heart.
没有人逼迫他。
No one forced him to do so.
因为他是百夫长啊。
Because he's a centurion.
他不是一般兵啊。
He was not a soldier.
所以他是可以指挥别人的，他不需要受人家指挥的。
So he could give orders to others, not receiving orders.
因此他不会说逼迫啊。
So he wouldn't be forced to do that.
现在呢，他出自内心做一个虔诚人。
And he's a godly person from his heart.
这种日常生活的表现让一个兵也看得出来。
And this kind of action can be observed by a soldier.
所以那个经常伺候他的人呢，因为日常生活都跟百夫长在一起，他要伺候百夫长。
So the servants were with Cornelius often because they serve him.
除了睡觉时间以外，不跟他在一起以外，其他时间都是在服侍百夫长。
Except for the time when they're sleeping, the servants were serving the Cornelius.
所以他的生活也感动了这个兵啊。
So.His attitude of life would touch the soldiers too.
昨天这个兵都变成很虔诚。
So just, even the soldiers were godly.
因此一个人虔诚的生活是被人家可以感受得出来的。
So a godly life can be experienced and observed by others.
假如我们在外面的生活不能够让别人感受出来我们是一位基督徒那我们就有问题。
And if our lifestyle cannot make other people to understand that we're Christian, then there's some problem with our lifestyle.
我曾经听一些非基督徒在批评基督徒说那个基督徒连外比没有信比非基督徒更糟糕。
Sometimes I hear some non-Christians are criticizing a certain Christian, saying that, well, this Christian's behavior is worse than those people who don't believe.
因此要少数的基督徒不但不能够让人感受出他是基督徒之外呢还让人家觉得他比一般非基督徒更不好。
So there are some minorities of Christians, not only they don't make other people feel that they're Christians, but their actions are even worse than non-believers.
这个对他本身没有什么好处的。
And this is not edifying to himself.
因此我们不只是有一个敬虔的名词还有敬虔的实意不只是外貌而已。
So we shouldn't just have a godly appearance, but also should have a godly heart.
最主要出自内心呢。
The most important thing is that it should be from your heart.
敬虔呢，因为是跟神的本性有关系。
And being godly has something to do with the nature of God.
那人性，人有人的性情。
But human has human nature.
那人有情欲是败坏的。
And human have human desires. These are corrupt.
我们可以知道神性与人性是互相背道而驰的，是相反的。
So we know that the nature of God is quite different from the nature of man.
因为人一出生以后，就自然的带着肉体的情欲。
Because when men are born, they carry the desire of man.
就会贪心，就会自私。
So men are greedy and selfish.
甚至有的从小时候就会有淫念。
And even some of them will have a sexual desire when they are children.
这些都是不需要经过教导的。
And they don't need to be taught about this.
这与生俱来的。
They're born with this.
那神性不是这个样子的。
But nature of man is different. Sorry, nature of God is different.
温柔是善良的。
God's nature is gentle and kind.
是体贴的。
It's soulful.
是慷慨。
And generous.
是很想帮助别人的。
And helpful to others.
所以神性跟人性是互相违背的。
So nature of God is confronting the nature of man.
所以我们一个普通人带着肉体、带着情欲的肉体，怎么能够像神性呢
？So an ordinary man with the desire of man, how can we be like God?
这个就是要经过一个操练的过程啊。
So we need some exercise.
我们请看提摩太后书。
Look at 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书三章十二节。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 12.
提摩太后书三章十二节。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 12.
后书三章十二节。
Chapter 3 verse 12.
不但如此啊，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫。这边说在基督里哦，不在基督里，他说不需要受逼迫啊。
So here says, if you're not in Christ, then you won't be persecuted. But if you're in Christ, you will be.
因为不在基督里，他就不需要过着一个敬虔的生活。
Because if you're not in Christ, you don't need to lead a godly life.
不在基督里的人，那神也不会要求他们。
For those who are not in Christ, God will have no requirement for them.
所以，凡在基督耶稣里的人啊，想要立志过敬虔的生活，那他一定会受逼迫。
So for those who are in Christ Jesus who want to have a godly life, they will be persecuted.
那逼迫从哪里来呢
？So where does the persecution come from?
要从自己的内心来呀。
From your heart.
因为你念心想要行善，可是那个行恶的力量也是很大的。
Because in your heart you want to do good, but the power of the want to good, do bad is also very strong.
你想要行善的时候，那个恶的势力啊，就紧接着而来啊。
When you want to do good, the power of the evil will come.
那个恶的势力有时候就借着你的同学，借着你的老板，借着你的朋友来攻击你。
Sometimes the force of evil will come to attack you through your classmates, through your friends, and through your boss.
所以圣经保罗勉励提摩太，这个要经过操练。
So Paul is this encouraging Timothy that you will need to
操练 practice.
You will need to practice.
我们请看提摩太前书六章。
Look at 1 Timothy chapter 6.
啊，提摩太前书第四章。
Sorry, 1 Timothy chapter 4.
第四章第七节。
Chapter 4, verse 7.
第七。
Chapter 4, verse 7.
只是要弃绝那世俗的言语和老父荒谬的话，在敬虔上操练自己。第八。
8.
操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔的凡事都有益处，因有今生和来生的应许。前面提到要操练敬虔。
Here it talks about you have to practice being godly.
那操练的原文的意思啊，就是使成为赤身露体。使成为赤身露体啊，赤身露体。
Practicing the original meaning is that you become naked.
当然没有人愿意啊，赤身露体啊。
Of course, no one is willing to be naked.
可是圣经告诉我们要操练到那一个地步。
But the Bible tells us that we have to practice to that point.
因为人啊是生来就有七情六欲的。
Because men are born with desires.
这操练的结果把这七情六欲都拿掉，都变磨光了，就很像小孩子一样啊。
So after this practice, it's as if you're taking off all your desires, as if you're a child being naked.
像小孩子意念心思都是很单纯的。
So it's like a child because his thoughts are all very pure.
这操练就是操练到这个地步了。
So you have to practice to this point.
可是在这个过程当中是很没有人愿意啊，因为这个让只要是按照字义来讲啊，是让一个人觉得很不好意思的。
But the process is very painful, so no one is willing, and it's embarrassing.
所以没有人愿意去做啊。
So no one is willing to do it.
因为人性啊，这个情欲是让人家觉得感官啊，觉得很好的。
Because the desires and lusts make you feel physically good.
比较贪心啊，你得到东西更多更好啊。
If you're greedy, you get more, and that's even better.
你享受权力，享受名利，很好啊。
If you have power and have the money, that's good.
你安逸的过着一个安逸的生活很好啊。
You lead a comfortable life, that's good.
所以这就是让人觉得很好的。
All this make you feel good.
是一种感官的享受。
And this is a physical enjoyment.
可是操练结果，人家这是让人啊不大喜欢呢、啊。
So this kind of practice and training is not very desirable.
但是保罗勉励提摩太要操练敬虔。
But Paul encouraged Timothy that you have to practice to be godliness.
不去练的话，就不会有所成就啊。
If you don't practice, then you won't achieve anything.
因为神的性情是跟人的性情啊是互相违背、互相相反的。
Because there's a conflict between the nature of God and nature of man.
因此，人只是要立志行善，要像神有一样的本性。
So if you make determination to have the nature of God.
必须要付出代价。
Then you have to pay for it.
那个代价就是要受逼迫啊。
What's the price that is to be prosecuted?
我们要如何来操练敬虔
？So how do we practice godliness?
人这是很重要的。
This is important.
这是跟得救有关系的。
It's something to do with salvation.
不操练敬虔的人呢、啊，可能暂时是会没有问题的。
For a person who doesn't practice to be godly, maybe temporarily he's fine.
可是人的路很长啊。
But the journey of life is long.
人生还没结束啊。
Before it ends.
以后能不能得救，这是一个问题呀、
啊。You will question whether you will have the salvation.
人生道路后半段啊，可能过得很辛苦啊。
And the second half part of the life journey may be difficult.
因此要操练敬虔。
So you should practice godliness.
但是怎么操练呢
？So how do we do this?
啊，第一个啊，要认识主啊。
First, we have to know God.
啊，再请看回来彼得后书第一章。
Look at 2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章
2 Peter chapter 1
第三节
verse 3
说神的神能已将一切关乎生命和敬虔的事啊赐给我们啊，都是因为我们认识那用自己荣耀和美的招我们的主、啊、敬虔是赏赐给我们就是因为我们认识主
Here it says that godliness is given to us because we know God、
啊、不认识主的话敬虔的是赏赐给我们，我们也不会去领受。
And if we don't know God, then even if godliness is given to us, we will not be able to receive it.
我们也不认为那个是很重要的。
And we wouldn't consider it's important.
我们认为那个是跟我们日常生活没有关系的。
We would think it has nothing to do with our daily life.
我们可能会拒绝接受了。
We might refuse to accept it.
人家那么辛苦。
Because it's so hard.
那跟神的性情一样。
To be like nature of God.
要忍耐。
We have to endure a lot.
要温柔。
We have to be gentle.
我都做不到啊。
Can't do this.
我都很喜欢发脾气的。
I like to lose my temper.
啊，有人恢复我的，我一下就蹦就出去了，就反击出去了。
If people dare to wrong me, then I'm going to retaliate.
啊，反击出去以后，我就觉得很舒服啊。
When I retaliate, I feel so good.
我也不是简单人物啊，我也不是很简单
能
够被欺负的人啊。
No one can bully me.
所以我这样觉得很舒服啊。
So if you're good this way,
要神性的话要忍耐。
If you have the nature of God,、
啊、
you have to endure it. It's tough.
认识主的话就不会这样子的。
If you know God, you'll be different.
因为这个敬虔啊，生命啊是很荣耀的，是一种美德。
Because the godly life is glorious. It's a virtue.
啊，最近我看网络的消息啊，有一位阿根廷啊，是十年以前啊被选为世界小姐。
Recently, I learned from the internet that there is a girl from Argentina, and 10 years ago, she won the
世界小姐啊，世界小姐啊 ，Miss World.
Yeah, Miss World.
世界小姐是不是很漂亮啊
？Is she pretty?
一定是很漂亮的嘛，对，世界，你看，不是只有美国，是全世界的小姐是最漂亮的。
Definitely, she's the most beautiful.
我们都觉得很漂亮，是不是？
We all think that she's beautiful.
可是你假如是昨天看那个网络的新闻啊，嘛就觉得这个人啊，漂亮是漂亮，可是内心很丑陋啊。
But if you look at the news yesterday, you know that she has a beautiful face, but her heart is ugly.
这个报道说啊，十年以前她是最漂亮的。
And the newspaper says that 10 years ago she was the most beautiful.
今天她是最丑陋的。
Today she's the most ugly.
因为她在经营这个贩毒的工作啊。
Because she is selling drugs.
操控着这些毒贩。
And she controls a lot of drug dealers.
内心呢、啊，不是很漂亮啊。
Her heart was not so beautiful.
我们刚刚说啊，这个敬虔的时候是一种美德。
And we just talk about being godliness is fortune.
我们人啊，虽然不是很漂亮。
And even though we might not look that great.
可是我们有美好的内在，就是内在美。
But we have a beautiful heart.
有的人就看得出来啊。
Some people can see it.
这个真是基督徒啊。
Then this is a Christian.
外在有一点会消失，外在美有一点会消失的。
And your
outer beauty,
your outer beauty one day will vanish.
大概好几年以前啊，我看到一张图片，这个报纸啊登的一张图片。
Several years ago, I saw a picture on the newspaper.
有位老太太啊，大概98岁。
There's an old lady. She was about 98 years old.
满脸的皱纹啊。
She got a lot of wrinkles on her face.
啊，牙齿都掉光了。
And she lost all her teeth.
所以当然这不是很好看的、啊。你98岁啊，你还能够期望她很漂亮吗
？Of course, the lady didn't look very good. I mean, she's 98 years old. You can't expect too much.
可是啊，她底下有个说明。
But there's a description below the picture.
好的，你相信啊？这位老太太啊，是三十年以前的世界小姐呀、啊。
She said, "Do you believe that?"
啊、不止三十年前，对不起啊，九十就就很多年以前了、
啊。She said, "Do you believe that several years ago she was a
九十几岁了
，90 plus，
大概一个半世纪以前了、啊。
So half a century ago, she was very beautiful.、
嗯、是很早的，哎，他是说他应该是说第一届，我现在记得清楚了，是第一届的世界小姐，
said,
第一届。
The first Miss World.
那现在变成老了呢
？But now she is old.
可是人的内在美啊，内在美是永存的。
But your inner beauty is forever.
这是个美德啊， because、美德能够存到永远，存到天上啊。
Because your good character will lead to eternity life.
不但不会消失哦。
It will not disappear.
就是过这个人的肉体过世以后，他还会再说话。
Even after you die, it will still be with you.
美德还在继续说话，美德、啊、会继续说话。
Your good virtue is still talking.
就好像亚伯啊，亚伯虽然死了，但是还在继续说话，能就说话。
Just like Abel, he died, but he's
继续说话。
But he continued to speak.
因为他有很好的美德啊。
Because he had good characters.
所以。朝天敬天，第一步就是认识主。
So to practice godliness, the first step is to know God.
啊，不觉敬天的事啊，是不可能达到的。
And if you don't think it's impossible to be godly.
不会认为啊，敬天的事是跟他没有关系的。
And you don't think that being godliness is nothing to do with you.
那第二个啊。
Second.
要认识真理啊。
You need to know the truth.
朝天敬天当时很好。
Practice godliness is good.
可是假如是没有真理做基础的话，这个人会走偏了。
But if you don't have the truth as a foundation, then you're going to lose your way.
我们刚刚提到这个主张敬虔运动这个十七世纪的人们。
So we're talking about the people in the 17th century.
他们的主张要过敬虔生活啊。
They believe that they should lead a godly life.
可是他们是跑到山上去过着敬虔的生活。
But they went up to the mountain to have a godly life.
因为他们隐藏起来呀。
They want to hide themselves.
在那边修身养性
so they can train their characters.
可是我们知道这个是不符合圣经的道理的，不符合的。
But we know that there's a contradiction between the Bible and what they believe.
啊，我们耶稣啊，他是出世啊，出到这个社会啊，他是入世啊，就是进入到这个社会啊，不是。走出这个社会，不是把自己隐藏起来。
Because Jesus was going into the society to serve the people, he did not hide himself away from the society.
基督耶稣啊，走入人群，走入社会，就是要关怀人群，要帮助人群。
Jesus Christ, he went into the society because he wanted to care about the people and help the people.
要解决他们的问题。
To solve their problems.
啊，基督耶稣他是过着一个敬虔的生活。
Christ Jesus led a godly life.
因此，过了敬虔的生活，就是要以真理为基础。
So having a godly life has to have the truth as a foundation.
没有真理的基础啊，会走偏的。
Without the truth as a foundation, you will lose your way.
没有真理的基础啊，爱心也会变质。
爱心会
变质。爱心也会变质啊，假如没有真理做基础的话，
and
爱心也会变质。
Oh, if we don't have a truth as a foundation, then our love will change.
我们看那些黑道人物啊，他们也是很有爱心啊。
And we can see the people, gangsters, they sometimes they have love too.
他们是称兄道弟的，他们对他们的朋友是称兄道弟的。
They to themselves are like brothers.
你欺负其中的任何一个人的话，那整群的弟兄啊，都会去替他报复的。
If you mistreat one of the member of the gang, then all the gang will come to retaliate for that person.
我曾经听过一个真实的故事啊。
And I heard this true story.
有几个 黑道人物啊去餐馆吃饭。
There are a group of gangsters went to the restaurant to eat.
啊，有位黑道人物啊，他忘记了把手机拿走了，就放在桌子上。
And one of them forgot his cell phone. He left it on the table.
那有位女的啊，女的起台啊，女的侍者啊，看这个手机很好，他就，哎，这个人哎忘记带走啊，反正他就把它收为己有，他都放在口袋里。
And there's a waitress. She saw this cell phone that looks good, so she just took it and put it in her own pocket.
这个是小事情嘛，对不对
？This is a small matter.
隔天呢，他要下班的时候
，the next day the waitress 下
班。这个对。
The waitress was just about to leave.
试着要下班的时候啊、嗯，外面呢有三个黑道拿着枪在等着他。
There were three gang members waiting for her with guns in their hands.
这些黑道是很爱弟兄的了。
And these gangsters, they all love their brother.
连手机被拿了被偷了，你看，就三个黑道的路人要去找那个侍者哈、啊，取台啊，找他算账啊。
Even just a cell phone being stolen by the witches, the three people they were waiting for the witches to retaliate her.
可是这种爱呀、啊，不是基于真理的。
But this kind of love is not using truth as foundation.
因此，要过敬虔生活要。根据圣经，根据真理。
So if you want to have a godly life, it has to be based upon the truth.
那第三个
，Third，、
要被圣灵充满。
You need to be filled with Holy Spirit.
那看以弗所书第五章。
Look at Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
十八节。
Verse 18.
以弗所书第五章十八节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18.
不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。啊、那十六节，只要爱惜光阴啊，因为现今的世代很邪恶。嗯，啊，十七节说不要做糊涂人。啊，十五节说不要做愚昧人。
Fifteen，、
啊、不要做愚昧人，不要做糊涂人。
So 15 says, do not be unwise, and 17 says, do not be foolish.
因为现今的世代啊，很邪恶。
Because the
很邪恶了
，because the people are evil，
所以我们的思想啊，可能会被这些世代啊的邪恶啊所污染。
So our thoughts may be affected by these evil thoughts。
那现在就是在基督教界里，很多话题也不能说了。
And currently in this Christianity world, there are many things that we can't talk about。
啊、那些话题是违反圣经的。
These things are against the Bible.
但是呢，这个社会啊，说我们不能够讲那些人，讲那些就是表示要歧视那些人呢、啊。
But society says we shouldn't talk about this because if we talk about this, that means we're showing discrimination against a certain type of people.
啊, 啊有时候你看调查哈、啊，在社会的问卷呢、啊。
And if you look at the census.
十年以前啊。
Ten years ago.
跟十年以后。这样对于非法行为认同的人、啊会慢慢增多、啊、
And you can compare during different times, those people who acknowledge and agree with illegal things will gradually increase.
那为什么会慢慢增多
？Why is there increase？
啊，就是因为啊，被酒灌了，被污染，这个思想被污染了。
Because they're a drunkard, and their thoughts are polluted.
被酒灌了以后啊，他就思维就分不清啊。
Once you're drunk, you can't tell right from wrong.
他就跟着潮流走。
And you will follow the trend, the crowd.
所以圣经告诉我们要被圣灵充满。
So the Bible tells us that we should be filled with Holy Spirit.
被圣灵充满才能够脱离情欲。
And if we are filled by Holy Spirit, we can be away from the desires.
啊，有一个牧师啊，他自己承认啊，他以前当牧师以前啊，就是当牧师的初期啊。他经常看那个黄色的电影啊。
And there is a pastor. He actually acknowledged that when he just started to become a pastor, he likes to look at pornography.
那他每次到会堂里面啊，教堂里忏悔。
And he will come to the chapel to repent.
啊，主啊，我不对啊，我这样子怎么可以
？Lord, I'm really wrong. How can I be like this?
可是回去以后呢，哎，又看了。
And after he goes back, he will continue to look at pornography.
下星期又来忏悔说：“主啊，我这样子不可以的。”
And next week, he will come to repent again.
回去又看。
And then going back to look at pornography again.
后来他要当牧师啊。
And eventually, because he really wants to become a pastor.
他说：“我当牧师，我不能再看了。”
He said, "I'm a pastor. I can't look at this anymore."
结果他回去又再看。
But then he goes back and continue to look at it.
啊，经过十几年的折腾啊。
And after more than a decade of struggle,
我们要靠圣灵的力量，是很难去根治我们的情欲。
Without the power of the Holy Spirit, it's very hard to eradicate our problems.
那第四个
，Fourth，
请看提多书。
Please look at the book of Titus.
提多书第四啊，第一章。
Titus chapter 1.
啊，对不起，第二章。
Sorry, chapter 2.
提多书第二章十二节。
Titus chapter 2 verse 12.
提多书第二章十二节
Chapter 2 verse 12
他教训我们去、啊、除去、啊、不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲在今世自所公义敬虔度日要怎么敬虔度日呢必须要除去、啊、不敬虔的心
So how do we have a godly life? It is to get rid of the ungodly heart
那 NIV、啊、可能说 Say no to ungodliness
So in the NIV version, it says, it teaches us to say no to ungodliness.
啊，现在学校外面呢有贴那个标语哈，对学生啊说你们要 say no to sex 啊。
So the, outside the school on the wall, there will be slogan saying, say no to sex.
啊 ，say no to drugs 啊，对这些药说 say no 啊。
Say no to drugs.、
啊、
you have to say no.
对枪支啊也是一样的。
Say no to guns.
对酒啦、啊、酒精。
Say no to alcohol.
说不。
Say no to them.
啊，有人家引诱你的话，你说不。
So if someone wants to entice you, you say no.
所以对不啊不敬虔的事情，我们也要说不。
So we're going to say no to ungodliness.
啊，当然一般人呢、啊、会把这个不敬虔的事情啊联想到成为只是限定于这个淫乱的事情。
So when we talk about ungodliness, maybe we only think about sexual immorality.
那事实上不敬虔的事情啊是很多啊这。凡是啊不合乎真理的事情啊，这是不敬虔的。
Actually, there are a lot of things regarding to this ungodliness. Anything that is not based on truth will be ungodliness.
啊，星期四啊，我出去访问啊，去云平啊他们的餐馆访问。
On Thursday, I went to Yunping's restaurant to visit them.
啊，他分享一个故事给我听啊，我觉得很有意义啊。
And share a story, I think is really meaningful.
啊，当时他在申请啊政治庇护。
He said he was applying for protection.
啊，政治的算的。
From political prosecution.
啊，就是因为啊，这个政治的因素啊，所以他请求啊，能够居留在美国。
And because of this, he was applying to stay in the States.
啊，这个当然很复杂的程序啊。
And of course, this process is very complicated.
所以必须要去找律师啊。
So he would have to ask for a lawyer's help.
啊、律师啊，告诉他你要编很多故事啊。
The lawyer said you have to make up a lot of stories.
啊，才会被核准啊。
Otherwise, they will not say yes to it.
你只要是要直说、老实说的话，你这个案子啊，不会被政府、不会被这个移民局核准的。
If you just tell the true story, then your case will not be accepted.
可是以前传道者告诉他、要说实话。
But because in the past, the preacher said you have to tell the truth.
哇，这个就是一个征战呢、啊。
Well, this is a struggle then.
啊，这个不说实话、说谎话，这是一种不敬虔的行为的。
Because if you tell a lie, then that's ungodliness.
因为圣经说啊，魔鬼就是说谎话之人的父亲呢、啊。
Because the Bible says the devil is the father of all lies.
他不但说谎话，他还变更啊，变更神的话。
Not only that the devil tells a lie, but he also changed the words of God.
把它 twisted, 把它改变了。
And the devil will twist the words of God.
所以他就祷告神了。
So this person prayed to God.
啊，求神让他有智慧，能够说道理，能够讲实话。
So God will be able to give him wisdom that he will be able to tell the truth.
啊，那天上庭的时间到了。
And the time when they're going to see the judge.
然后
，the officer, sorry,
就是法上庭啊，就是法院呢、啊。
And that's a court, actually.
所以他就很紧张啊。
And he was nervous.
啊，律师看到很紧张，说：“哇，那完了完了！我看他那么紧张，他讲不出话。”
And the immigration lawyer said, "Oh, oops."
不是他的律师啊，他律师看到很紧张啊，说心里面就是完了完了的。
And the lawyer said, "Oh, no, it's over because he looks so nervous."
他自己很紧张，他自己不想要紧张啊，这没办法，控制不住啊。
And he himself didn't want to be so nervous, but he couldn't control it.
他在想说，这个故事怎么讲
？And he was thinking, how am I supposed to present my story?
可是一方面呢，他又不想讲谎话。
But on the other hand, he didn't want to tell a lie.
啊，突然之间呢、啊， 他脑筋就一片空白啊。
And all of a sudden, he felt his whole brain is like blank.
律师告诉他怎么讲的那些故事情节，他全部忘记。
And the lawyer told him that you should tell story like this, but he forgot everything about it.
啊，律师说啊，那这下就惨了，哎，一定不能通过的。
The lawyer was like, oh, it's over. We won't pass.
啊，那他就叫到他了，这个法官呢就叫到他的名字的。
Now the judge called this person's name.
本来按照正常程序，法官都会问话。
And usually the judge would ask questions.
那不但法官一个人在问话，还有其他的陪审员呢。
And not only the judge would ask, but also the jury would ask.
这一定啊，大家都会问话说：“你为什么要申请居留在美国？你为什么这个？为什么那个？”
Usually everybody would ask, "Why do you want to apply for a green card? Why do you want to stay in states?" People would ask this and ask that.
好像神很奇妙作为啊。
But miraculously, God guided.
法官都没问话。
The judge did not ask a question.
陪审团也没有问话。
The jury did not ask a question.
法官就宣布你的案件呢被接受被核准了。
And the judge said that, well, your case is passed.
这是不可能事情啊。
This is like impossible.
但是一个人只要坚守神的话。
But as long as a person persists in godliness.
去除不敬虔的心。
And take away ungodly heart.
愿意遵守神的道理。
And is willing to keep the faith.
愿意为神的道理而受逼迫。
Is willing to be prosecuted because of God's words.
神就会帮他开路。
Then God will open the way for him.
啊，那第五个。
Fifth.
请看雅各书。
Look at the book of James.
雅各书第一章。
James chapter 1.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
雅各书第一章二十六节。若有人自以为虔诚啊，却不勒住他的舌头，反欺哄自己的心，这人的虔诚是虚的。所以第五个要怎么来操练敬虔，就是要勒住我们自己的舌头。
So how do we practice godliness? The fifth one is to rein our tongue.
圣经说啊，一个人就是能够勒住他的舌头，那个人就是完全人了。
The Bible says if a person is able to control his tongue, then the person is perfect.
因为圣经说啊，舌头也能够造就一个人，也能够伤害一个人。
Because the Bible says that a tongue can edify a person, but can also harm a person.
很多人啊，遭受攻击啊，就是因为啊。这个舌头的关系。
Many people are attacked by others because of their tongue.
很多人丧生呢，也是因为舌头的关系。
There are people who lose their lives because of the tongue.
吵架也是因为舌头的关系。
Fight because of the tongue.
夫妻离婚也是因为舌头的关系。
Divorce because of the tongue.
一个人呢，被公司解雇，因为也是因为舌头的关系。
Being fired because of the tongue.
但是谁愿意舌头去得罪人呢？
So who is willing to sin against others with his tongue?
但是没办法去控制啊。
You can control yourself.
但是一个敬虔的人呢、啊，必须要先控制他的舌头。
But a godly person should be able to control his tongue first.
不然这个人呢、啊，假设大嘴巴、舌头随便讲话，这个人的敬虔是虚的，不是真实的。
So here it says, if a person has a big mouth and let his tongue speak this and that, then his religion is worthless.
啊，这个是需要经过操练的。
And this requires practice.
大概。七年以前呢、啊，我回台湾接受训练，接受神学训练。
Seven years ago, I went back to Taiwan to receive a theological training.
在那个学习当中呢，这个神学院呢就请了一位从外面请了一位啊教授了、啊、来教导这个人际关系。
And a professor is invited from somewhere outside the church to teach us interpersonal communication.
那他封一张纸啊，他封一张纸啊。啊，里面呢有一百条哈、啊，怎么去称赞别人啊？你很乖啊，你很好啊，你很棒啊，你很健康，你很漂亮。
He gave us a handout, telling us 100 ways to compliment others. You,
一百句啊，一百句都是这样子的话。
100 sentences, you are very good, you are pretty, you behave well.
他第一堂课讲完以后
，After the first class,
他要我们两个同学啊，就互相啊面对面，哎、
He want us to
开始练习这些话
to practice this.Words.
我们这些话都很少讲的。
We seldom say these words.
恭维的话我们很少讲。
We seldom say good things.
他说批评的话讲很多啊。
We're used to criticizing others.
所以这些话讲起来就很不顺口。
So when we're saying this, we feel awkward.
其实你很不是很漂亮啊？为什么要说你很漂亮
？We say you're very pretty, but actually you're not. So why should I say it?
你也不是很棒啊？为什么要说你很棒
？You're so great, but you're not that great. Why should I say it?
你今天饭煮的很好吃啊，其实今天饭很咸啊，今天你煮的菜啊也不太好吃。
You cook very well, but actually it's too much salt in it. It doesn't taste that great. How should I say it?
这个舌头要去造就别人啊，是很困难的。
So it's very difficult for us to edify others with our tongue.
要去伤害别人是很简单的。
But to harm others is quite easy.
要去破坏一个人际关系是很简单的。
If you want to destroy a relationship, that's easy.
要去使夫妻的关系破裂也是很简单的。
If you want to destroy a marriage, that's also easy.
所以要勒住舌头啊。
That's why we should control our tongue.
这是靠圣灵的能力。
And we should rely on the power of Holy Spirit.
他第六个。
Six.
请看二十七节。
Look at verse 27, same chapter.
所以要怎么操练敬虔？第一个是要认识主，第二个要认识真理，第三个哈、啊、要说不啊，对这些不敬虔的事情说不。第四个啊，就是。要勒住自己、啊、第三个是、啊、被圣灵充满，第四个说不，第五个、啊、就是要勒住自己的舌头，第六个。
So we are saying how to practice godliness. The first one is to know God. The second one to know the truth. The third one to be filled with Holy Spirit. The fourth one say no to ungodliness. And the fifth is to control our tongue. And now we're going to look at the sixth.
好，二十七节。
Look at verse 27.
在神我们的父面前呢，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是要看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇啊，并且保守自己啊，不沾染世俗。
So here's sorry.
所以第六个就是要看顾孤儿寡妇。
So six is to look after orphans and widows.
那一个人呢，他可能自己已经有妻子儿女。
So one person might already have a wife and children.
那他去照顾别人的孩子。
Then you should take care of others' children.
还要去照顾一个寡妇。
And a widow.
那可能不大愿意啊。
Maybe you're unwilling.
因为他还要付出更多的劳力啊。
Because you have to labor even more.
他要花费更多时间。
Spend more time.
照顾一个家庭多已经很不简单了。
It's already difficult to take care of a family.
还要去照顾另外一个人的家庭。
And to take care of others' family.
啊，一个敬虔的人呢是会发挥爱心的。
And a godly person will have enough love.
因为神的爱在他心里头。
Because God's love is in his heart.
这个爱啊，就是一把火一样。
And his love is like a fire.
火要烧了，你就很自然的就发挥了热度。
And when the fire is burning, then naturally it's hot.
就很愿意啊，去分享你所有的，去跟别人分享你所有的。
And if you have love, then naturally you want to share with others what you have.
就会去关心别人啊。
You care about others.
或许这些孤儿寡妇啊。我们也不认识。
Maybe it's orphans and widows. We don't know them.
但是要过着一个敬虔的生活，这是必须要去照顾这些孤儿寡妇。
But to have a godly life is to take care of these orphans and widows.
所以独善其身啊，这个不是啊合乎敬虔的道理。
If you're just good yourself, then this is not godly.
我们就是要进入这个社会人群的。
That's why we need to enter the society and the people.
去帮助别人。
To help others.
啊，过着一个敬虔的生活。
And to have a godly life.
那敬虔的生活有什么好处呢？
So what benefit would we have if we have a godly life?
我们再请看回来提摩太前书。
Look at First Timothy.
提摩太前书第四章。
First Timothy chapter 4.
第四章，第八节。
First Timothy chapter 4, verse 8.
第八节。
Verse 8.
操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔啊，凡事都有益处，因为有今生和来生的应许。所以这个包括两个方面，要今生和来生的应许。
So there are two things. There's a promise for this life and the life to come.
所谓今生啊，就是我们现在还活着的这一个世代。
The present life is the life that we're living right now.
我们现在啊，我们现在叫今生。
So now
现在呢，有应许啊。
Now we have a promise.
因为我们祷告会蒙神的垂听啊。
Because when we pray, God will listen to us.
啊，神会救我们脱离试探。
And God will lead us away from temptation.
这个试探就是不好的试探。
So these are bad temptations.
啊，有的人呢会变成试探的牺牲者啊。
Some people will become victims of temptations.
啊，虽然呢有时候会被救出来。
Sometimes they will be saved.
可是啊，也会被打个半死啊。
But they will be beaten up.
好像有一个人呢，从耶路撒冷城要下到耶利哥。
Just like a person going from Jerusalem to Jericho.
那耶路撒冷啊，是神的城市啊，是大卫之城啊。
Jerusalem is the city of David.
就是受祝福的地方啊。
It's a city of blessings.
那耶利哥啊，按照以前的历史啊，是受咒诅的一个城市。
But according to the history, Jericho is a cursed city.
啊，现在这个人呢，从耶路撒冷要往耶利哥。
Now this person is going from Jerusalem to Jericho.
就要进入试探
了。Going into temptation.
因为那一段那个试探当中有很多的土匪啊。
And during the temptation, there are a lot of gangsters.
啊，真的，他走到一半的时候，他就被土匪啊奇袭。
Really halfway, he was attacked by robbers.
啊，被打个半死。
Was beaten up.
还好啊，有一个 撒玛利亚人来解救他。
Thankfully, there was a nice Samaritan who saved him.
啊，虽然后来啊，他被解救。
Even though he was saved eventually.
可是他进入试探，被打个半死啊。
But he was going through temptation and he was beaten up.
我们愿不愿意被打个半死呢
？Do we want to be beaten up?
当然不愿意啊。
Of course not.
这最好的办法就是那一条路不要走了。
So the best way is to avoid that way.
就不要进入试探。
Don't go into temptation.
啊，假如我们立志过一个敬虔的生活。
If we make determination to have a godly life,
那神会救我们脱离那个试探。
Then God will save us from the temptation.
因为进入试探是很不好受的。
Because going to temptation is tough.
啊，不但今生啊能够得到神的保守。
So not only that this life we're going to be protected by God.
啊，来生啊还会得到神的祝福啊。
In the next life we're going to be blessed by God too.
啊，最后请看彼得后书。
Finally, look at 2 Peter.
彼得后书第一章第十节。
2 Peter.Chapter 1, verse 10.
彼得后书第一章第十节。
2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 10.
第一章第十节。
Chapter 1, verse 10.
所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤啊，就是彼得讲完这个敬虔的事情以后呢，他说结论呢、啊，所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样啊，就是过着一个敬虔的生活，就永不失脚。啊，十一节，
11.
这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国，过着一个敬虔生活，来生的应许就是能够很丰丰富富的进入主的基督永远的国。
So the benefit of having a godly life is that you will receive a rich welcome into eternal kingdom of our Lord.
那这个国是不能够震动的。
And this kingdom is unshakable.
世界上的东西啊，都会被震动啊。
Everything in this world is shakable.
啊，美国的世贸中心啊，是很坚固的，是一个美国的精神啊，繁荣富裕的象征呢。
The World Trade Center was very strong, and it's like a symbol of the America's rich life.
人们想说它是永不倒塌的。
People never thought that it would ever collapse.
可是它也倒了。
But it did.
啊，其实啊，可能。九级地震一来的话，它也会倒啊！不用恐怖分子来轰炸，它自己也会倒。
Probably if there is a huge earthquake, 9 degrees, then probably it will collapse as well.
还是啊，忽然从天上掉在一个星星啊，掉在纽约附近的海里啊。
Or if there's a
天上的星啊，天上
meteorite. Oh, thank you. If falls, if there's a meteorite falling down, they might collapse too.
天上的星啊，不一定是陨石啊，甚至天上的星啊，就是忽然的、啊、星球失去秩序的。
Or if a star falls down, they will also fall.
那它也会消失的。
They will also vanish.
整个纽约就会消失的。
The whole New York will vanish.
所以这个世界上的国啊会消失的。
So the kingdom of this world will
disappear. 会被震垮的。
Will be shakeable.
可是神的国啊不会被震垮。
But the kingdom of God will never collapse.
因为它是在人的心里。
Because it's in your heart.
它在你的内心，在我的内心。
It's in your heart. It's in my heart.
神所赐的平安、啊、也不会被夺走的。
The peace God gives will also
因为在我的内心
will also be in your heart.
犹太人这个民族啊，是很特别的民族。
The Israelites are very special people.
他们几个世代以来啊，都是经常啊遭受逼迫的。
Generation after generation, they were persecuted.
啊，被这个国家赶到另外一个地方，又被那个国家赶到另外一个地方，很辛苦的。
They were chased by this country to another place, and then another country to this place. So their life was tough.
所以他们的生活啊，就很不安定了。
So their life is not stable.
但是他们就教导他们的子女。
But they teach their children.
那么不安定的环境当中啊，只有一样啊，别人不能够拿走。
In this unstable life, there is one thing that no one can take away from you.
就是教育。
This is education.
你把教育存在你的心里。
教育。
把教育 ，education.
If you put your education in your heart.
把教育呀、啊，育啊，教育存在你的心里。
If you put education in your heart.
那你走到哪里呀、啊，都可以呀、啊。
Whatever you go,
可以用得上。
It's going to be fine. You'll be able to use education.
因为敌人呢、啊，也不能够把教育啊从你的内心拿走的。
Even enemy cannot take away your education.
啊、一样的，主耶稣赏赐的平安、啊、在我们的心里。
Same as the peace given by Lord Jesus Christ,
也是没有人能够夺走的。
No one can take it away from you.
这个就是不能够震动的国度、啊、
And this is an unshakable kingdom.
所以我们按照神的道理一样，过着一个敬虔的生活。
So we lead a godly life according to God's truth.
虽然表面上看起来我们好像是吃亏啊。
Although on the surface it looks like we're being wronged.
但是神的福气啊会大大的临到我们。
But God's blessing will come upon us.
超乎我们所想象的。
It will be greater than our imagination.
还能够带我们进入到他永远的国度里。
And we'll be able to enter his everlasting kingdom.
好，再唱诗。
Sing him.
171首。
171.